then the time I was with my brother in Tukluk out there. And no doubt about this, if it's taken near Barrow here, it was taken right out here at the water lake.
That one you described to me
before. At the far end of that water lake.
Yeah.
That's where they built a trail out of ice, and County Ranger, that's where it was.
Mm. Would this be one herd that had a number?
Yeah, it could be. At the time, there were
several herds.
Several herds. One herd was called number one, the next number two, the next number three, and after that, number four was getting out of these herds, which is Browse, under the name of his son. He bought some reindeer from the people who needed white man's food and ammunition, things like that. He bought reindeer from those needed people. And then he named, once he bought, to his children. That way his herd begins to get expanded, and he had to have it on his own. So the fourth is called number four, which belongs to Brow's family and some other natives whom he wants to take care of his herd by themselves. And then there was another herd whom Billy Igawa once heard of his own, take his reindeer out, and his sisters and some relatives, and take them up to Kolya.
That's number five.
And so on. Number six came along, that was Tahuk's herd, along with his son-in-laws and his some others, and take them out even further around Beachy Point, up to Salon too, and keep them there. And that's the time when I was out there. So these herds had different numbers.
Yeah.
With different owners. All Eskimos.
Well, what time of year would they be having this?
About,
this herd be in there?
In October.
Oh.
You see, when the ice is just about the right thickness, they cut it and built a corral. It will be around 1st of October, 1st part of October.
And then they put the reindeer in there, and what did they do, mark them or?
Just count them.
Just all for counting.
Counting. Before they learn about just letting them run out through the chute,
mm-hmm.
they had to lasso them right in the corral and drag them out and let them go like that. Boy, we had fun doing that.
Then later they built the chute and just let them
yeah.
come out on their own yeah. one at a time.
That's easier and quicker.
Yeah. Number 31, the house and barrel.
31.
Yeah.
That's the time when I was here. He was saying, if I can.
No, that's not 1931. It's just number 31. The picture is by Smith, so I think it was probably taken about the same time that you were away.
Hmm.
Probably around 1924.
Hmm. It doesn't say what part of the village.
No.
Only in 1924. It's not my house. Is this the little window here, or just the entry? This one here.
Looks more like it's a window to me, but I don't know.
Yeah. Seems like this one here was taken at the Browerville. Oh. I don't recall any house like that on this side of the village here. But I know one or two houses that are built just like this one.
Yeah, I think that's the door there.
Yeah, that was it. This one could have been either King Octuck's or Selig's. Hmm. At Browerville. Because they had a small window made out of intensity. On the wall. It's for sure that that house is just a little bit other side of the Brower property. Probably some others who are used to these places, especially the ones like Greta Arctic or Hester Niakov, some of these ladies that are used to these, who lived on the Browerville at the time, could recall these or identify.
Mm-hmm.
But these could have been, you know, Vincent Nyer, his adopted father, lived just like the house, like this.
Mm-hmm. Number 32 says it's a near view of the entrance to the reindeer deer corral at Barrow, formed by large blocks of ice.
Near the entry.
yeah.
At the time, they would have one which they would put aside the ones belonging to a different herd. The type that they would call prison for the animals.
Well,
the others they let go, and the others, the ones that they want to transfer to some other herd, where they, where their rightful owners are, they just put them in that one, a smaller one. Probably that might be the entry for that one.
Oh, for a smaller one.
Yeah.
Smaller compound.
Yeah, smaller compound. And later after the others are released, these smaller ones that go to the different herd, they would let go and drove them to, or just let the others be driven out. And after they were out, the others who owned this would come and release these and let them just go. Mm. And joined the rightful owners there.
Mm.
Because I don't remember of having this type of a shirt by the time I was down here using those other styles.
This one, number 33, is that same as that house back there, but in the wintertime. That one that you thought might be from Barbadon.
Is it one or two?
Well, it's supposed to be just one house.
Yeah. Yeah. See, it's buried under snow now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In summer, this was not there, of course. This it's one here is on. Built by snowballs.
Oh, I see. That's why it looks different.
Yeah. You see these snow blocks around that house?
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay. I never noticed that outline.
Snow blocks. That's when the winter comes, they built snow blocks around it in order to keep the wind out.
All right. Yeah. That's the snow block insulation then. And then this whole part here is built out of snow blocks.
Yeah. In some houses, they had what you call those? Karnichak, made out of some type of boards or whatever they have. And they would lengthen that, making it higher also, along with the snow, drifting snow. That's the way you see it. The entryway is down below somewhere. And then they have to raise the addition to the entryway.
Number 34 is mining and sacking coal on the Cook River in September 1930.
Cook River?
Mm-hmm.
That must be in Wayne, right?
Yeah, I didn't know. That's in Wayne. Cool.
They call that Cook. In Wayne, right? Because we don't have any coal nearby.
Mm-hmm.
The only place that possible is at the coal mine at Meat River.
Yeah.
Which is where the bluff is much higher than this. Yep, that's probably is Wainwright. They call that Cook River.
So that coal, that would be to use in Wainwright, maybe?
Yeah. Mm. Especially when they are mining it for the school to use.
Oh.
They make little money
that
way.
This one says, cutting up whale near barrel by Leffingwell, number 43, in 1910.
1910, when I was 3 years old. Yeah. You're better with that in spring. It must be a big one. Of course, they are cutting it right in the water.
Yeah.
You see the ice?
Yeah.
That was taken in spring.
Mm.
Now we're just about 3 years old.
This one, 61, is a picture of Barrow from the air in
1949.
Trouble is, it's not very clear.
Must have been early in the fall.
Mm.
Not clear enough.
No.
Barrow has changed quite a lot. This is not so clear enough. This one here looks like an old hospital here. Which is still in this. This one here.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Can you make that out?
Yes, that's the hospital that they're still using.
For some kind of a complex. Or,
mm-hmm.
Or apartment or what.
Well, it's right near the edge of the lagoon. Maybe it's not close enough to the lagoon to be the hospital anymore.
This almost looks like the lagoon here. I don't see too good. Over here is the that man's, and the other one is the old school building with all those windows.
Yeah,
that's what it is. This one here is one of the houses of belonged to ACS.
This one here on
the
right?
Alaska Communication System.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that white one there, right in front. And this one here is their garage. Yeah, that one there, which is still standing right now, I think. That metal one.
Oh, okay. The school uses it now, I think. School use it?
Right in between the new hospital and the old hospital.
Oh, yeah.
I think it is connected, almost connected to the walkway there.
Oh, yeah. No, that's really good.
Yeah. Okay. This one here, over here somewhere, is the old church. You maybe have now? That white one?
Oh, yeah, okay, I see it. That's the tower right there?
Yeah.
Not the church.
There's some snow in between here. That's what makes it kind of complicated to identify.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know this girl here.
Yeah, Mary Brower, it says.
Yeah.
In 1948.
Mm-hmm.
There's three here of this grave, 67, 68, and 69. It says, raised grave on the Arctic coast, in September 15th, 1901.
It doesn't say where.
Just says on the Arctic coast.
Well, the only graves that I have heard and seen along the Arctic coast are at Point Hope.
Point Hope?
Yeah.
Oh.
And the only one that I have known here is up at the Mead River near Atkasha.
Oh.
Right in where the Issaic goes into Mead River. That's the only one that I know.
Mm.
And probably it has just collapsed. Here. What are the stamps made out of? Wood?
Looks like driftwood.
Yeah. We're at Point Hope. They have them made out of whalebone.
Oh.
This may be true, but what could have been located?
Number 72, picture of Barrow on October 7th. 2nd, 1947. So I guess this picture is taken from maybe out on the water, or is it across the lagoon?
No, the water, I believe. Identify these houses.
Yeah, I think it's too far away to really make anything out. Number 1773, same thing, October 1947, Barrow.
Somebody living tent.
Yeah.
Living in the fall.
Looks like there's a bluff right there.
Yeah. You mean looking towards almost southwest?
Maybe looking southwest.
Yeah. Maybe right on the other side of that where Levi Christ.
Oh, over in Apulcha?
Yeah, if possible. See, this may be the part of
Apulcha. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
Or this side of it. I don't recall seeing this. I may have seen it, but I don't remember. Or this could be over in here, where the youth center starts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's more likely.
So this would be kind of almost on the beach then?
Yeah. This would be on the beach.
Yeah. This would be right where it's starting to rise.
Yeah.
And you pointed out those old ruins in there.
Over
in there. Possibly. Yeah. This one, 78, says, family on the march from Corwin Bluff to Power River, Collier. There's no date.
Copar River?
Yeah.
Corwin Bluff, that's Tugoktuk. Right up at Copar River.
Oh.
Corwin. The others, that's how long it took, are called Franklin Bluff. Are they?
Okay, yeah, right. Looks like they have pack dogs.
Yeah. Doesn't tell the year.
No, can't tell the year.
Yeah. That's how the people travel. The hunters. Even in the 1800s or earlier, people lived out there. According to my mother, they have lived out there for quite a number of years, right after the first measles they have in 1900 or 1901.
A lot of people moved out there then?
Hunting.
Oh.
Want to spend a few years out there doing hunting, for the hunting is good, and later on move back again to there. And that's how they travel, following the game up in the land, especially to purchase some skins or clothing out of caribou. This is how they do it.
Would they have gone out there because of the measles epidemic?
No, they don't know. Nothing about that.
Oh.
When they leave to Barrow here, the epidemic of measles broke out while they are congregating at Meadowlet and Olipto. They missed my family. We don't go to that gathering on account of the shallow waters, that they don't know the channels. And they couldn't get in to his father, and they passed those and go on up to Kupai, Cannon River.
Oh.
That's how they missed the epidemic.
Here's another picture. A barrel. Number 14 from C.L. Andrews' collection. There's no date or anything on it. So it's like
C.L. Andrews. I've heard about him coming up. Probably when the first herd of the reindeer was introduced here, or a little later on. And then after that, while we were up east in 23 or 24, I think, he and his wife were down in Wainwright for a year or two. That might be the time when he took these pictures.
Oh.
Does it say where?
Just says barrel.
Barrel.
I wondered if that was out there at the old site.
That might be it. It doesn't indicate. Oh, there's the boat out there.
Yeah.
Right on there. Is that ice or just the...
Well, I can't. It's not clear enough to tell if there's any ice. There's another boat over here, too.
Mm. Oh, over here. That's water, I think.
Yeah.
These here doesn't look too much like the houses.
Yeah, maybe not. Doesn't say what they are.
Hmm. Probably he may just want to take pictures of the old ruins or what.
Yeah.
Because there's no nothing outside of it. No smokestacks or nothing. No vents or skylights or nothing. Yeah. That could be on the other side.
Where the old ruins are. Mm. Number 20. It's an old sod house. I guess it's a ruin. It doesn't even say where it is, so I don't know if that's barrel or if it could be anywhere.
Could be anywhere, even at Wainwright.
Yeah. And number 23, there's no name on that or anything. It's just a picture of that man. It looks like he has a... It looks like he has a pipe.
I've seen his picture, and somebody pointed out to me that's so-and-so. He's a man from Wainwright, an old man.
Hmm.
A kouluk.
A kouluk?
Yeah, a kouluk from Wainwright.
So
I've heard about him, and he lives when I was about 12 or 15 years old, he lived with his wife. I've seen his wife. It's a kouluk. He is an uncle to my brother-in-law. Ikusik.
Uh-huh.
Amos Ikusik.
Amos Ikusik. So probably this picture then is from Wainwright.
Yeah, that is from Wainwright.
Yeah, it's from Wainwright.
Cool.
Even got the date on the calendar here.
Yeah.
May 29th, but I can't read the year underneath there. It's not clear enough to read.
No, just the dots here. Yeah, that's a cool look. Not too many years ago, his adopted son died. He was just about my age.
Oh.
So these pictures might have been from C.L. Andrews.
Yeah, it says they're from C.L. Andrews collection.
But there was the time taken in 24 or probably 23 or 24.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all the pictures I have.
Too bad you missed some of the older men we have, like Alakana. He might have identified some of these buildings.
Oh,
especially this one.
Yeah.
But he was just a small boy at the time.
Hmm. Yeah. We probably can eventually find out what those are.
Yeah. This building may have been described by old Brower himself in his book, 50 Years Below Zero.
Yeah. That ends this session on the photographs.